Good morning, members of the parliament. Good morning, Ambassador of Slovakia. Good morning, Director General of the European Affairs of the Foreign Affairs, Mrs. Iveta Virkova. Good morning, staff of the Embassy of Slovakia. I thank your presence for the presentation of the priorities of Slovakia for the next presidency of the European Union, which will take place between the 1st of July until December this year. It comes after a President Netherlands, Dutch presidency with normal dossiers, such as the proximity of the institutions to the citizen, the European citizen, but as dealt with other dossiers, more complicated dossiers. We know that the heritage of Slovakia regarding the more complicated dossiers will be a challenge, a continuous challenge for this presidency and for all the stakeholders of the European Union. So, Director General, Ambassador, Mr. Ambassador, we are expecting to hear you on the priorities of the next presidency. And I give the floor to the Ambassador and also to the Director General to present this dossier, which is a dossier that mobilizes us all for the building, for European building, with more solidarity and substance. Irina Varstus, President of the Committee of the European Affairs, members of Parliament, members of the Committee, for us it's a big honor and at the same time a great responsibility to be here in this House, to share our attentions, visions, priorities of our first presidency of Slovakia in the European Union Council. Slovakia will assume the presidency after 12 years of our joining. As you know, in 2004, we joined the European Union with the enlargement of the Union. And I would like to say that this enlargement represents a crucial moment that has returned to the countries of the European Central Europe after several years before behind the Iron Wall. And I have to mention that this happened also thanks to the support and solidarity of Portugal. The joining of the European Union has provided to the country economic and political impulses, and I can say that we are now at the core of the integration. When we joined the Schengen agreement in 2008, which enables us to participate in the training, in the formation of the European policies. And I would like to say also that these 12 years in Europe have been of 12 years of management, of crisis management. Europe was being hit by the European crisis, the annexation of part of the Ukrainian territory, and the migratory flow without precedents. And this is a difficult context, and I think that it would be appropriate to speak about the uncertainties that will be the starting points of the Slovakian presidency. And I have at least three reasons: migration, referendum of the Ukraine, and terrorism. And I hope that the presidency won't be compromised with the management of the permanent crisis. And I would like to mention another factor that will mark our presidency. As you know, our citizens are losing trust on the capacity of the European Union to deal and to solve their concerns and problems. For some, Europe is not a solution but a problem. For others, it is a number one enemy, and for many, it's too far away. And as a result, nationalism, radicalization, extremism are gaining space in our societies. as a presidency, we think that these symptoms cannot be solved by each country individually. The nature of the challenges require common European responses. The mentioned crises are very serious since Slovakia joined the Union. We are realists and we are aware that the limits of the presidency, but we are ambitious to contribute for the sustainable solutions and that are accepted. So we are committed with a demanding agenda. The priorities of our programs have been built on guidelines. We focus on the citizens. This is a transversal principle of our priorities. I think that this has been repeated. It's almost a cliche, but this principle cannot be emptied and has to be a primordial mission of it. When we get tangible results to overcome fragmentation, putting the citizen at the core of our efforts. Second, tangible results. It's time to prove that the Union can influence the daily life of the citizens in a positive way. This can be done especially through legislation. Therefore, the Slovakian presidency will be pragmatic, looking for progress in areas that can bring tangible benefits to the citizens. And we have to overcome the fragmentation. Despite the dynamism of the integration process, after 60 years since the Rome agreements, there are several areas where we have barriers between the member states, digital or the migration flows or capital. There are obstacles, internal and external obstacles. What we need is a substantial progress in the legislation that will help to overcome the barriers and to connect the member states in a single market. Finally, I would like to assure you that pursuing our visions and priorities, Slovakia will be a credible actor, an impartial negotiator, and a creator of progress. Within the scope of our program, we are making an effort to dialogue with our partners with the purpose of reaching the more positive results. It's part of this effort also the visit of the Director General of the European Affairs in Portugal, and at this time we must grab the opportunity to be here in this house to present our priorities and possibly receive your feedback. As Ms. Rita has been a member of this team that is preparing the presidency, I think that she is the right person for this purpose. So, if you allow me, we'll go on with the block of the presentation that we want to introduce. We want to introduce our spot very shortly of our presidency, and then I'll give the floor to the Director General. Thank you for your attention. Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. You speak Portuguese marvelously, which is very pleasing to hear some Slovakian citizens speaking Portuguese so well. And I would like to congratulate you for the victory that you had on ABBA against Russia in this 2016 championship. You have now the floor, Director General. I think that the PowerPoint of the priorities of the Slovakian presidency and also the points that are part of our agenda, which is reinforced cooperation among the national parliaments and the talks of the national parliaments. You have the floor. Começou com a presidência holandesa, gostaríamos de continuá-la. É a razão porque estamos a planear organizar, na véspera de uma grande conferência, de uma cimeira, tratando desta discussão após 2020. É claro que entre nós, entre os Estados-membros, temos países de coesão e outros de não coesão. A política de coesão, tradicionalmente, são membros, Estados-membros, saliento especialmente este ponto de que nós estamos conscientes acerca desta questão e sabemos que durante a nossa presidência vai haver uma discussão sobre estas questões orçamentais e teremos em consideração ter um equilíbrio entre os países de coesão e os países tradicionais, um equilíbrio entre os. Basicamente, é o que gostaríamos de pôr nesta primeira área. E depois eu falei da segunda área, um mercado único moderno. Em relação a este mercado único moderno, nós compreendemos que o mercado único é um exemplo muito bom de uma agenda positiva. Como eu disse, isto é uma espécie de motor para nós durante a presidência. Nós salientamos que a União de Eugénia e os dados digitais é uma razão porque nós gostaríamos de continuar com esta agenda nestes dois projetos com muito sucesso e gostaríamos de tratar com estas propostas legislativas e ter esta agenda na nossa presidência. Há uma terceira área muito sensível, que é a migração sustentável e a política de asilo, mais a segurança interna. Isto são questões muito sensíveis, fecheiros muito sensíveis para toda a União Europeia. Nós compreendemos que isto é extremamente importante, especialmente nos dias que passam, quando pensamos em elementos positivos, mesmo em questões complexas e complicadas como a migração. Atualmente, nós gostaríamos de fazer uma política construtiva, uma forma compreensiva e construtiva. Gostaríamos de concentrar-nos durante a nossa presidência, especialmente nesta área, principalmente em relação às fronteiras externas da União Europeia. Pensamos que isto é uma questão crucial para nós. E depois há também uma questão muito importante. O que eu quero dizer é que simplesmente o funcionamento da área Schengen é extremamente importante. Gostaríamos de concentrar-nos sobre esta questão e este controle da área Schengen. Também há várias propostas novas que vêm da Comissão. Pensamos que isto são elementos muito positivos que poderiam ser elementos de todos os membros, Estados-membros, que possam encontrar uma voz comum. Claro que temos também na mesa discussões acerca de assuntos mais complicados, como a reforma de Dublin, o sistema de asilo. Todas estas questões estarão na mesa durante a nossa presidência e, como eu disse, são assuntos com que nós gostaríamos de tratar e todas estas questões teremos que tratar durante a nossa presidência com os fecheiros legislativos. Gostaria também de salientar que a cooperação com países terceiros, nestes dias, atualmente, temos uma proposta legislativa em relação à migração. Esperamos que estas discussões serão muito complicadas entre os Estados-membros, mas também acredito que vamos finalmente encontrar uma solução comum para esta questão. E finalmente, a uma quarta área, uma Europa globalmente comprometida, empenhada. Nesta área nós pomos algumas prioridades. Eu gostaria de começar com esta questão, esta prioridade muito importante para a presidência eslovaca, este alargamento da política. Atualmente, os Estados-membros, há um movimento dramático nesta área, em todos os Estados-membros, mas decidimos pôr uma política de alargamento para ter prioridades. Primeiro, porque pensamos que isto é uma mensagem importante que vem da União Europeia para os candidatos, países candidatos, que são parceiros credíveis, e compreendemos também que é uma ferramenta muito positiva da política da União Europeia para cooperar e estimular também os países candidatos para adotarem reformas estruturais. E também há uma estratégia global. Esperamos que durante na próxima cimeira vai ser apresentada uma estratégia global. E durante a apresentação, nós acreditamos que os Estados-membros vão aprovar a estratégia global e vamos continuar a implementação da estratégia global. Nesta área temos também questões importantes como o acordo de comercial com os Estados Unidos e o Canadá, mas também os acordos comerciais com o Japão, e pensamos que todos estes acordos comerciais são muito importantes para os Estados-membros, porque do ponto de vista das normas, mas também somos muito realistas. Nós não sabemos se será possível finalizar as negociações sobre os acordos comerciais com os Estados Unidos durante a nossa presidência. É claro que as competências da Comissão Europeia, mas acreditamos que faremos consultas e negociações durante a nossa presidência com o Canadá. Isto está em consideração, mas mais ou menos este acordo está preparado para a assinatura, e acreditamos que durante na próxima cimeira, o Canadá, em outubro, esse acordo poderá ser assinado. E finalmente, ainda nesta área, temos questões também muito sensíveis, que é o estatuto comercial para a China. Basicamente, e muito brevemente, eu dei-vos algumas elementos importantes sobre a prioridade da Eslováquia durante a nossa presidência. Muito obrigado pela vossa atenção. We have now the questions from the members of the parliament. We'll start with the PSD parliamentary group. We have 5 minutes for each parliamentary group, and the joint answers. Manuel Rodrigues from PSD. Thank you, President. I would like to greet the Mr. Ambassador and the Director General, and to welcome the Slovak presidency that will start in 15 days. We would like to greet also the positive approach that was presented here in this presidency, in a particular delicate moment of the life of the European Union. The European Union faces challenges, as had been mentioned in this presentation. In a few days, we'll have the UK referendum, when we hope that the UK will stay in the European Union. But there are several different challenges that require a preventive and positive approach that anticipate the problems. The European Union cannot bet on an agenda that tends to solve the problems after they have occurred. We know that there are a set of pending files that have been signaled by the Dutch presidency, and I'm referring to the bank union. And this is a central file because it enables, through the finalization of the third pillar, that enables to confer a greater resilience in situations, in instability, in the increase of risk that has a proportion on the financial system. What I would like to ask to the Ambassador and Director General, and having this file that is has been underlined in the Slovak presidency, the Prime Minister, Dutch Prime Minister, referred at the beginning of their presidency, words that mobilized us. The Prime Minister said, Europe needs results. Europe needs to deliver. Delivering is essential to make European resilience. It's fundamental to conclude the third pillar of the bank union to grant resilience in a sensitive moment. And knowing that the Slovakian presidency that will has this topic as a central topic, and Inés Domingues will continue this intervention from the Social Democrat Party. Our question is, what are the next steps? What is the timeline? What is the schedule for the implementation of the third pillar of the bank union? And we know that today, countries, peripheral countries, countries that are not in the core of the center of, geographically at the center of Europe, as such as Portugal, are penalized by the negative discrimination of the financing cost. And the financing cost, according to the central bank of our company, is 150 points greater than the countries in the central Europe. But the bank union is fundamental to grant more competitiveness, but in a moment of big sensitivity and lack of trust, to grant this trust, to have this positive approach, and this approach that enable to use this crisis with an opportunity for the bank union and the European Union to go forward and to finalize files like capital markets, energy union, and other topics that you have referred. I would like to say also that it would be important to have some additional information on the by the Slovakian presidency regarding the program that we have, that you have for the next 6 months. Thank you, President and members. I would like to greet the Ambassador and the Director General and to wish you the best successes for the presidency. I would like to focus directly to the 2 points that I would like to mention. The first one is obviously the UK referendum. The polls, the last polls, point to a victory of the Leave in the referendum. Social Democratic Party is fundamentally a European party. We think that we have benefited from the European Union, and I thought it was interesting of the first word of the ambassador about joining of Slovakia, that showed the interest of Slovakia to build Europe, and we believe that we have also contributed for that. The UK have given a very important contribution, and so we are a bit concerned that they might have some evolution in the sense of they coming out of the Union. So we would like how the Slovakian presidency is preparing for the result of the referendum. Because any of the results will have implications and will involve that it will be necessary to do some future work in the relations between the European Union and the UK, either they are in or outside. And then a second question on the refugees and migrations. Portugal at this moment that has received a large number of refugees in terms of placed refugees. And as we know, and as it is in the document, the Slovakian government opposes the replacement, and I would like to know how you, the presidency, will deal with this subject, taking into consideration that there's a conflict of objectives between the government and what is the purpose of the European Union. And on the other hand, I would like to know your opinion on how is the situation, how do you see the situation of the agreement with Turkey, and how do you think that the Slovakian presidency can contribute to solve? Thank you for your tolerance, because I thank you, Manuel Vrigs and Inês Domingues. Now you have the floor for the Socialist Group Deputado, Member of Parliament, Francisca Parreira. Thank you, President. I would like to greet the presence of Ambassador, the Slovakian Ambassador and Director General, and to greet also your presence, the priorities that you have presented us for the President, Slovakian Presidency. Many of the issues because from the Socialist Group, Parliament Group, the issues that we consider regarding the priorities, there is a point that was for us fundamental and very important that have to do with the asylum policy and on over which we should put some questions and talk a little about, and to greet also the parliamentary group of PSD that leaves the questions that he leaves here, because they are the files of the bank union and the issues of the Parexit and the asylum policy are fundamental policies in the European Union space, and that these are questions regarding the future and what are the fundamental pillars of the construction of Europe and what has been the beginning of the European Union that has basic principles, the solidarity among the member states. Focusing only, and because many of the questions were already placed by, asked by the PSD group, we would like to question again, how do this presidency face the challenges of a Parexit, possible Parexit, because it is imminent, and all the process leads us to think that today it is possible that that in terms of what is the decision of the possibility, a strong possibility that the UK will go out of the Union, will leave the Union. I think that the Slovakian president should be prepared and that the presidency should analyze specifically. Then we would like also to, and because in terms of this agreement, it is also a priority for Portugal. We know that Portugal is one of the countries that we have the information is more than in 2013, is larger than 2013, and we are discussing at a national level this subject. We have some information, but we don't have a clearly defined position, but there is the perspective and the sensitivity that Portugal is one of the countries that will benefit more from the agreement, the transatlantic agreement. We want to know what is the perspective of this presidency regarding this agreement and regarding this subject. President, my time will be shared with my colleague, António Cardoso, that will ask some questions regarding the asylum policy. But regarding this subject and the Schengen area and the Dublin Agreement, we would like to understand what is the acceptance and the perspective that this presidency has regarding the constitution of a coastal guard. It is regarding the asylum policy of welcome and replacement, regarding also the issues of the identification of terrorism and the causes of terrorism, in terms of what are the defense of the borders of the member states. I'm now going to give the floor to my colleague, Antonio Cardoz. Thank you. Thank you, President. I greet the Ambassador and the Director General. Speaking at this moment about this situation, the fundamental issues have been mentioned, but I would like to underline that the Ambassador has announced that his concerns are focused with the citizen in the first place. The citizen will be the focus of attentions. And recognizing that the program and the priorities of the Slovakian presidency will be in a definitive way known after the referendum, British referendum, I'm aware of that, but we are a bit confused for the fact that having this vision, some declarations, some behaviors are from the political responsible Slovakian regarding the Islamic issue. And regarding this, I would like to ask the Ambassador this question. How do you explain the reduced number of welcome of refugees that come from Greece and Italy? This was the question that I would like to ask you, although it is the reinforcement of a concern that my colleagues have spoke about already. But since we have to have a policy, a joint European policy, but the practices, local practices, I would like to know your position specifically. Thank you. Now, the Communist Party has the floor, Paulo Santos. Thank you, President. I greet Ambassador and the Director General. I would like to make a short consideration that from the set of priorities and what has been mentioned by the Ambassador or the Director General, the conclusion that we draw is that we insist on the same path that has proved that does not solve the problems of the peoples of the various member states, nor the problems that are at the source of the crisis of the European Union. We insist on a way of capitalist integration, European capitalist integration. We insist on a path that insists of removing sovereignty to the member states and the concentration of power. In the priority measures and options that have been mentioned, in face of problems like unemployment, poverty, inequality problems that are being more and more acute among the citizens, what I didn't see responses to these problems, and this was the first question that I would like to ask you. How do you look at this set of problems that impact thousands and thousands of people from the several member states? Another issue that I would like to approach has to do with the Transatlantic Partnership Agreement with the United States, TTIP. In this agreement, we look at it with many concerns, because It puts in question a set of fundamental rights of the workers, puts in question a set of public services, including issues regarding this food safety, the environment, and the question that I would like to ask you regarding this perspective: what is your perspective regarding this agreement? What political perspective, but also the perspective regarding the schedule that is in course, regarding the materialization of this or implementation of this agreement? A third and last question that I would like to ask has to do with the so-called humanity crisis of the refugees. I would like to, I think that in all this process that that comes from a long time ago, when we speak and when we reference of the solidarity, Europe defending, or the European Union that defend the rights, and when we look specifically to what have been the measures, when we look at the reality of these people, what we conclude is, and what we see is that this set of enunciations have been only statements, because on the practice, in practical, the human rights that have to be guaranteed to these people, to the refugees, human life condition, dignified human life condition, this has not been ensured. On the contrary, what we saw was that the European Union approved a set of measures that regarding the military, the security, including with the proposal of the creation of the Coastal Guard that we oppose and that we consider that usurps the sovereignty from the member states, ever go on the perspective of not guaranteeing the human rights of the refugees, and go for an option that happened of expulsion of the refugees from a set of countries that are part of the European Union. We consider that this shouldn't be the path. And also, regarding this situation, it was tried to mix what is the migration policy with the issues regarding the asylum seekers, because there is international legislation regarding this issue. A very specific question that I would like to ask has to do with the agreement between the European Union and Turkey that we consider once again that does not guarantee the respect for the human rights, and also because it is obvious that we know and we had the opportunity to question the European Commission that in the last weekend Turkish police forces opened fire against Syrian citizens that tried to cross the border, and that and from this fact we know that at least two young people were dead. We consider that this is not the solution. This agreement is not the solution, which reveals. And so the general question that I would like to ask you is if you could detail to us the perspective, your perspective and vision regarding this agreement, regarding the more general with the issue of the refugees. Thank you, De Paula Sanz. We don't have any parliament groups. So, Mr. Ambassador and Director General, I don't know how you want to intervene. You have a limited time to give the answers because our plenary has started, but you'll have the time that you need to answer to the questions that were asked to you. You have the floor. Estou muito feliz por todos os vossos comentários e todas as vossas perguntas. Eu farei o meu melhor para responder às vossas perguntas. Ele vai tomar conta de duas e eu tomarei conta de... A questão respeitante ao referendo do Reino Unido, o Brexit, Vou começar pela posição eslovaca. Acreditamos que o referendo de... Acreditamos que eles vão votar para continuar. Nós sabemos que os números são muito positivos, mas acreditamos que, no final, o resultado será para continuar na União. Será muito importante, depois do referendo, mais ou menos, se... Queremos criar um roadmap. Eles podem, os políticos, em fevereiro, chegar a uma conclusão. Agora, passo a passo, faremos o trabalho durante a nossa presidência. Nós temos que simplesmente implementar as conclusões. Há uma segunda legislação que temos que começar. Temos que começar um processo de alterar a legislação secundária. A situação era muito diferente se os britânicos resolverem deixar a União Europeia. Será, sob um ponto de vista político, muito, muito preocupante, e sabemos que uma discussão simples na Cimeira será acerca desta decisão. Mas nós também sabemos que, e é a razão porque decidimos adiar a aprovação do nosso programa, porque gostaríamos de incorporar as conclusões da nossa próxima cimeira para o nosso programa. Nós acreditamos que as conclusões vão-nos dar diretivas políticas e em relação aos chefes de Estado. E esta decisão será incorporada nas conclusões e vamos incorporar estas conclusões no nosso programa e vamos pedir ao Governo para aprovar, mas isto não significa que são políticas, vai haver questões, nós não sabemos. Temos comunicação intensa com os colegas do Reino Unido e eles têm um perfil muito baixo. Eu preciso compreender, de um ponto de vista político, temos tido um diálogo muito aberto. Para nós seria muito importante se o Primeiro-Ministro nos pedir para a implementação do artigo 50 ou se vão adiar. Depois, claro, que será extremamente importante ter uma discussão entre nós, entre os Estados-membros, se estamos prontos para dar ao Reino Unido mais espaço, a decisão poderá ser diferente. Isto não está nas nossas mãos como na Presidência. Nós vamos criar as condições para a discussão entre nós, é extremamente importante, e depois desta discussão e depois da decisão tomada pelo Reino Unido, nós saberemos o que vamos fazer a seguir. A verdade é que, como os colegas disseram, que muitos dos processos legislativos têm sido adiados para a espera da decisão. A verdade é que, durante a nossa presidência, gostaríamos muito de pedir o fortalecimento do MU. Isto não é uma discussão política acerca do relatório da Presidência, mas do desde o princípio, há alguns ficheiros legislativos que têm sido congelados, portanto, é importante para nós continuar. E penso que será extremamente importante continuar o nosso trabalho sobre estes ficheiros e vamos pedir, porque nós não podemos finalizar, concordo com isto, é algo também, mas também podemos ser mais preparados para e mais prontos para um futuro possível na União Europeia. Isto tem que fazer parte da resposta. O que nós gostaríamos de fazer é um problema em relação ao desemprego. É um problema muito grande, grave. Há ferramentas que temos na mesa para o fortalecimento do EMU e há também discussões acerca do o pacote UCA. Esperemos que discutir isto na próxima cimeira. Gostaríamos de continuar com este pacote ou com este fundo e gostaríamos também, e seja qual for a decisão tomada pelos Estados-membros, realmente nós acreditamos que isto é uma ferramenta muito boa e é extremamente importante para todos nós continuar na nossa implementação, especialmente deste pacote Juncker. A questão é, mas quais são as condições? Isto é algo que nós teremos que discutir em conjunto, porque temos que encontrar um equilíbrio para cada Estado-membro. Mas como filosofia, nós pensamos que é extremamente uma ferramenta muito boa e ter a possibilidade e as condições de ajudar durante os próximos 6 meses os Estados-membros a continuar. Muito obrigado. E agora vou dar a palavra ao Sr. Embaixador. Thank you. The questions of practice in bank union have been answered. Mr. Ambassador will answer the next ones. I would like to try to answer the questions that were asked regarding our positions regarding the migration, the refugees. I would like to highlight that Slovakia supports all the proposals how to solve this issue as with the mandatory quotas. Not only Slovakia, but our other countries of our region. There are historical, social, cultural reasons, so we have to recognize this reality. On the other hand, I want to assert and to inform at the same time on the facts that are not so known. We are solidarity. We have solidarity. We welcome the refugees on a voluntary basis. More than 150,000 have arrived from Syria to Slovakia that have been installed in several regions of Slovakia. And in the last days, we have declared our willingness to receive also people, refugees, that are now in Greece. So, yes, we want to contribute also in this sense. And I'm also convinced that that this position, different position of Slovakia, regarding this possible solution of the refugee crisis will not influence in any way the acting of Slovakia in the presidency. We are Europeans. We leave aside our different opinions and we are going to be an honest mediator that will not harm in any way the discussion and looking for the best and more correct solutions. Thank you. So I give the floor to Director General. Mr. Ambassador, for what I have, we have to answer FITIP and the Constitution of Coastal Guard. Negociações acerca do acordo, como eu já disse, não está nas nossas mãos, está nas mãos da Comissão. No entanto, esta é uma agenda muito exigente para a nossa presidência e nós sabemos que a Comissão vai continuar a discutir esta questão. Muito francamente, se perguntarem a posição da Eslováquia, que eu posso dizer, porque nós ainda temos alguns dias antes da presidência, eu poderia abertamente dizer que nós apoiamos este acordo, francamente, porque acreditamos que este acordo é um acordo muito importante. É um momento muito importante e em relação à discussão, em relação às condições, depende da Comissão, e nós poderíamos ter uma discussão, saber se são aceitáveis ou não aceitáveis, e para nós e para a União Europeia. Nós estamos a falar acerca de TTIP como o acordo. Do ponto de vista filosófico, pensamos que é extremamente útil, um acordo extremamente útil para todos os membros, Estados-membros, por causa das posições normativas. É uma situação, durante a presidência, nós teremos que ter as nossas posições nacionais e, como eu disse, eu acredito e imagino que a Comissão Europeia vai continuar as negociações, mas as informações é que nós temos é que estas questões não serão finalizadas durante a nossa presidência. Coastal Guard, acreditamos que durante a presidência holandesa esta questão será finalizada e durante a nossa presidência nós implementaremos completamente esta legislação, este ficheiro legislativo. Este é um bom exemplo, é uma boa forma, uma boa ferramenta para a União Europeia proteger as nossas fronteiras. Hearing, knowing a lot more about what are the purposes of the priorities for the Slovakian presidency in the next 6 months, which will be important in this stage of management of files as complicated and others that are not so complicated but also deserve attention. We thank for your clarity answering to our questions, members of this commission. You can count on this commission and the national parliament for to help in what we can your presidency, and we wish you the best for your presidency. This will be very important for the European project in this moment, where, as the ambassador have said and the director general also, there are challenges and issues and crucial issues that we have to deal with the solidarity spirit and the purpose of healthy construction of a solidarity and unified Europe. Thank you all that have been with the embassy, the ambassador, director general. Unfortunately, I don't have your name. You have this commission at your disposal whenever you think it's important for any item that you want to clarify with us. Thank you very much. Thank you, members of the parliament. We have a gift, a symbolic gift of this parliament and of this commission to symbolize our help